Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom HaDaf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. This will be our final podcast of this, the fourth parak. Amar Rabbi El Azar Mishum Bar Kapara Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. And this dovetails very nicely with what we just saw in Rabbi Meir's opinion about the fifth or fourth Ma'aracha. Evarei Ola Shenitotru. If there are limbs of an Ola that were left over and weren't completely burned up, he makes a separate fire for them, just for them, and lays the limbs on there to be burned up. Vafilu b'Shabbat. Now, what's he teaching? Tanina b'chol yom yusham arba ma'arachot. So Rabbi Elazar is teaching nothing new here, because our Mishnah tells us that according to our Meir, there were four ma'arachot, and we already went through them. Amarabi Avin, onitzocha elit psulin. Rabbi Avin justifies it by saying that it's even there for evarim of psulim. V'dafka shemeshlat b'hen ha'or. But it's only if they had already been somewhat consumed by the fire, then you'll put them back and continue burning. If not, then lo, then you will not have this fire. Ikanamri, there's another version. Achag sher v'achad psulin, v'shlaman ha'or in v'ilolo. Even ksherin must have originally been somewhat burned to justify this new fire. Now, v'afilu b'shabbat, in this statement of Rameir, tanina v'ayom chamesh. After all, our Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur there's a fifth, and that includes this extra one for the Evarim, and Yom Kippur is dealt with like Shabbat, so clearly on Shabbat we burn them. Because I might have thought, this is true only when Yom Kippurim falls on Sunday. Because you're allowed to burn the fats of Shabbat on Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur is the next day. If Yom Kippur is in the middle of the week, lo, then kamash malan that you could do it even b'Shabbat. In other words, our ma'aracha might have been only when Yom Kippur falls. Extra ma'arachot, the five, might have only been when Yom Kippur is on Sunday. So Marava manhai delo chayish lekimchei. Who is this who's literally not careful about his flour? What it means is he's not careful about what he comes out of his mouth. The Mishnah says every day. The corner mayor, every day there were four. So Kasha, you're right, it's a problem, and it should be fairly obvious that Rameir would hold a filu b'Shabbat, and there's no need for Rabbi Elazar to state it. Upligit Ravuna, and by the way, this is entirely at odds with Ravuna, da amar tchilato doche, sofo eno doche. That only the beginning of a tamid is doche Shabbat, but not the end, meaning burning up the fats, is not doche. Now let's see this. Gufa Ravuna tamid chilato doche, sofo eno doche. So may no doche. What does that mean? What is not doche? Avchista bar doche ta shabbat eno doche ta tuma. Meaning, of course, we do continue burning the fats on Shabbat, but if suddenly the kohanim are betuma, we do not burn up the rest of the tamid. We only bring the tamid betuma, but don't complete it, as in this burning. Rav Amar, the exact opposite, is his father-in-law. Docheta tuma veino docheta Shabbat. Only tuma is nidche, but Shabbat. So when he said eno doche, meant eno docheta Shabbat. Malay Baile Rav. So Baile turned to Rav and said, Lidach kasha of chista kasha. Both you and your father-in-law of chista have a difficulty. Because Abaye assumes that the source text completing this is Limbimoado, which we saw, I remember, in Psachim in the sixth parak famously. Why do you say that Tuma continues? In other words, even Bituma you'll burn it up because it says Bimoado in its time. So Shabbat Nam Moado Afilib Shabbat. And then Rav Chista Kasha, just flip it. Ma'ishta Shabbat Dichti Moado, Filu B'Shabbat, Tumana Moado, Filu B'Tuma. In other words, it should be consistent. But although Didi Kasha or Rav Chista Kasha, neither I nor Rav Chista are in trouble. Dilo Kasha, I'm okay because Sofo Kitchilato. I hold that the end of the Korban should be dealt with like the beginning. Tuma Dichilato Bamidchi Tumahu. After all, this particular Korban could be brought L'Chatchila even if there was Tuma. And therefore, sofonamidachi. Therefore, the end of the korban, if suddenly they were tameh, they would still burn it up at tuma. Shabbat etchilato lav bar mitcha shabbatu. But this korban of Friday, which was not set to be doche Shabbat, therefore sofonamilo dachi. Therefore, the end is not doche. In other words, only a korban Shabbat that's brought on Shabbat, and that the Torah directs us to bring and violate Shabbat, as it were. Then its end would be The Rav Chista Laukasha, now he'll defend Rav Chista. Sofot ki tchilato, lately, he doesn't hold that you compare the end to the beginning. Shabbat de hutra he would see, whereas a different consideration. In the case of Shabbat, we say Shabbat hutra, meaning the Torah said, you do this on Shabbat. It's not like you're violating Shabbat, as I said earlier, kind of in quotes, but rather, you do this on Shabbat. Sofot na midachi, so therefore, even the end of the Korban is burnt up on Shabbat, even though it's the Korban, by the way, Friday. Tum'ah d'chuyai b'tzibur, and as we saw earlier in the Masachet, the maskana was that tum'ah d'chuyai b'tzibur, meaning tum'ah is still a problem, but the Torah just says that the considerations of bringing the korban trumpet, but it's still there. So therefore, tchilato d'ikr kapara, so starting the korban, which is the main kapara, doing the shchita d'zrikat adam d'achi, sofo, but burning up the remaining fats, t'lavikar kapara, is not needed for the kapara, it's not essential, lo d'achi is not d'ochem. Okay. Itmar, mechabe'esh machta u'menorat. So if somebody puts out the fire in the fire pan used for Yom Kippur or in the menorah, abay mar chayav, avarva mar patur. Machloket. According to this first version, if you went to the top of the Mizbeach and collected it for that purpose and then extinguished it, Abayin Rav would agree you're Chayav. Where does Rav say Patur? If you went down to the ground, off the Mizbeach, and then you put it out. Why? It's still fire Mizbeach, and you are violating, Lotichbet. Rav Amar Patur. Why? Kevan Denitka Nitka. Once you took it off for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's no longer Esha Mizbeach. Elahad, Ravnachem Amar Ravavuah, Mori, Gachelet Miyakamir Mizbeach, Chiba. So this statement of Rav Nachman, that if you take a coal from the Mizbeach and put it out, Chayav, so come on, Kabaya is following Abaya, like Rava is out of this. So I feel the same with Rava. Rava could agree. Hatul, Intak the Mitzvah Ta. You didn't use it for anything else. You just took it off and put it out. But in our case, you set it aside for the menorah, for the machta, and then put it out, it's no longer Esha Mizbeach. Ikadami, there's another version of this. If you took it down and put it out, like in our case, then everybody would agree you're patur. The machloket is only if you put it out on top of the Mizbeach. Then it's certainly Esha Mizbeach. Rav Amar patur. Why? Once you set aside for the mitzvah, it's now separate from the Esha Mizbeach, even though you're still up there. So now it seems that everybody would agree that if you're off the Mizbeach, that you'd be Chayav, and that's what we stated. That you'd be Patur. And here we have a statement of Nachman that says if you take a coal off the Mizbeach and put it out down on the ground, you're Chayav. Come on, lo kabai, now it doesn't fit with anybody. So the answer is, in that case, you didn't take it away from the Mizbeach for a particular mitzvah. It didn't become associated with anything else. It's still part of the Mizbeach. In our case, it was separated for the mitzvah, and therefore it's no longer part of the Mizbeach, and therefore you could be patur. Hadran alach taraf pakalpe. We have finished our study of the fourth parak. We'll begin the fifth parak, Hotziulo, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.